guarding the phone right now is author Matthew Norman. His new book, Last Couple Standing, comes out on Tuesday, March 17th on St. Patrick's Day. And he's on the phone right now. Hey, Matthew, how are you?
Hey, great. It's good to be here.
Hey, man, I loved your book.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's a little different from what I'm used to reading. I read a lot of thrillers, police stories, you know, ghost stories, you know, looking for murderers, serial killers, and this has none of that in it.
No, this does not. This is much more about, you know, battles on the home front, I think.
You live in Baltimore, Maryland with your wife and your two children. You hold an MFA from George Mason University. This is your third novel.
It is. Yeah, number three.
Is it easier now or harder when you get to your third novel?
I think that it's gotten easier, especially, you know, as I've gotten older and I've kind of gone over the mountain of writing a book a couple of times, I've gotten better at outlining, which has been good. And so I kind of know where I'm going. My first two books, I just sort of blindly set forth with a kind of a vague idea of an ending. And consequently, it took me years to write those books. But I've gotten better at just planning the road ahead a little bit. So that's good.
And I'm looking at your picture in the book. You got movie star good looks, man. A lot of time authors, well, they write great books. I'm not saying I'm a good-looking guy, but they don't look as good as you do in your picture.
I appreciate that. There's a lot of power behind a professional photographer and really good lighting. In real life, if I just wandered into your, you know, set right now, you would not recognize me based on that picture.
So your book, Last Couple Standing, is an interesting premise, and we'll get to it in a second. But I got to ask, did your wife read the book while you were writing it or before you turned it in? And what was her thoughts on it?
She read the book when I was done, and she has read all of my books. She's not a writer herself, so she usually doesn't read things kind of in process, because that's just kind of frustrating, and things are never really fit together very well, and it's always kind of messy. But she usually reads them when they're done. She did with this one, and you know, she liked it. I mean, she's been married to a novelist for a long time, and she definitely understands that it's a novel. You know, it's fiction, and my stories are always very domestic. They're about married people and the problems that married people face, and you know, divorce and infidelity. So she's used to it by now.
I have to ask, because this is an interesting subject to me. It's about four couples. Well, no, it's about one couple, but four couples. They've been friends since college. Four men, four women, four couples. They got married the same time, had kids around the same time, and now 15 years later, they're all starting to get divorced around the same time, with three of the four core union couples crumbling to dust around them. Jessica and Mitch Butler, the only ones that are still married, they take a long look at their marriage. Can it be saved? Is divorce? Is something going on? They're happy, but they're questioning their happiness because their three friend couples have all separated. Are your books, and I mean, you're a married man. I don't know how long you've been married, but is this based on anything that you've gone through or that you're thinking of going through?
No, fortunately, okay. No. I'm happily married, been married for about 13 years, but my wife and I are part of a big group of just married people friends, and I think I drew some inspiration from that, because, you know, our wives are all friends, the husbands are all friends, we're all couple friends, you know, and a couple of years ago, I was out with a bunch of the guys, and we started talking about just divorce as sort of an abstract concept, because at that time, none of us had gotten divorced. And we started thinking about, well, what would happen if one of us did get divorced? And then over the course of just an evening, we started imagining this kind of domino effect where it would cause one couple after another to realize, well, wow, if they failed, maybe we're failing too. Maybe we're unhappy. It kind of gave them all permission to realize they were unhappy, and that we imagined a domino effect, kind of a worst case scenario in which divorce runs through an entire group of friends like some sort of zombie virus.
Well, Jessica and Mitch, they're still married. They're the only happy couple. You know, they have their date night. They have, you know, he notices she's checking out the waiter. She notices he's checking out other women. Of course, that's something couples do. You know, you check out other people. There's nothing wrong with that. but now they're questioning their marriage, and they come up with an idea about exploring possibly an open marriage. because they've only been with each other for 15 years now. And before that, they may not, I don't remember, I don't think there were a lot of other people before that either. So even though they're happy, they're questioning, maybe we should have an open marriage. They talk about it openly, which is a good thing, and they come up with a set of rules. So that's what really interested me was the set of rules that you came up with.
Yeah, the concept, I think, you know, Jessica and Mitch are both just kind of intellectuals, and they kind of fall into this trap, I think, of over-intellectualizing their relationship, and they start thinking about marriage in general, and a lot of their friends' divorces were based on fidelity issues and sex issues and losing interest in each other and things like that. And so they start to wonder, are they really happy, you know, or are they just being complacent? And why do so many marriages fail? Why did all of these marriages fail? These people are just like us. We love these people, and now they are all broken up. And so they decide to try to kind of do a preemptive strike on their marriage, really, and just fidelity in general. And they decide to try sort of the age-old experiment, and, you know, drama ensues.
Yeah, but I like the fact that they talked about it ahead of time. It's not like one of them cheated and then confessed afterwards. I'm not married.
Yeah, and
I'm not in a relationship right now, but I am all for the concept of the open relationship personally. But I think it has to be done the way you write about it in the book, as long as you're honest with the person up front. Hey, Matthew, there's someone else I'm attracted to. I think I want to be with him. I wanted to let you know up front. You know, I think if people did that in these relationships, there'll at least be a lot less divorce, a lot less cheating, if you're at least honest with your partner.
I think you're right. And, you know, Jessica and Mitch are very honest with each other. And, you know, it's a novel. And so, you know, the situation kind of blows up in their face.
Yeah.
And they have to deal with it. But for the sake of just them as a couple, I think it's just who they are. They share this. They kind of intellectualize the idea of attraction. And they understand that marriage was something that, you know, people invented thousands of years ago, right around the time we started talking about property rights, you know. And so marriage hasn't evolved, right? And so they talk about that. This institution has remained the same, yet the world around it has changed so much. And so they decide to give this a go, and they're very honest with each other up front. Whether or not they stay honest with each other, you know, that remains to be seen throughout the course of the book.
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away, like you said. Drama does ensue. It's kind of shocking at the roles Mitch and Jessica each take in this. And again, I'm not going to say who takes what side or decides what to do, but it's a little shocking to me. And as you read the book, you'll understand why. But I like the rules. Some of the rules include only one time with another person, no repeat times, no names. You have to confess, you know, and you get to ask three questions.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time thinking about those rules, and I think that's the fun part of being a novelist. You get to sort of step into these roles that you would never, step into in real life. And I got to imagine how would these people face this situation, and I imagine that they would set up guidelines, and that's what they do. And that was definitely a fun scene to write.
Some early reviews. Richard Roper, author of the great book, How Not to Die Alone. It's such a great book. The funniest book I've read in a long time. In Last Couple Standing, Matthew Norman has written a heartfelt, perceptive, and thoroughly entertaining novel. Judy Blundell, best-selling author of another good book, The High Season. The woman-witty tale of a devoted couple willing to throw out that pesky forsaking all others rule in order to stay together crackles with fierce energy and emotional truth. So some good early reviews.
Yeah, that's been great. The early reviews from other authors has been wonderful, and kind of the book blogging community has really embraced the book. And so far, things are going great. So I'm excited for it actually to come out. You know, I'm tired of the lead up. I'm ready for it to, you know, be born into the world. You know,
people can follow you at Twitter at the Norman Nation. You have a blogspot.com page. It's thenormannation.blogspot.com, on which you talk about you do book clubs. So if people want to try and contact you and have you, what are you, Skype in or call in and talk about your books?
Yeah. Yeah, I can Skype. I've Skyped in before. Sometimes that program can be kind of buggy, but sometimes I just call in, and I really enjoy doing that. It's fun to talk to, you know, just a group of readers about the book and, you know, the way they interpret the book and the questions they have. And I think it's a fun experience for book clubs too, because, you know, you don't always get to talk to the person who you know, came up with the thing you wrote. And so I've always really enjoyed doing that. And so I'm definitely game this go around too. So, yeah, have me call into your book club.
Are you going to be going on a book tour for this?
It's a little bit. I'm going to be pretty local. I'm going to be here in Baltimore a bit and the kind of D.C. area. I was actually born in the Midwest. I was born in Nebraska, so I'm going back to Omaha to do a little reading there. But for the most part, I'm going to be, you know, pretty digital and doing things like this and, you know, calling into book clubs and stuff like that.
You're a Ravens fan?
I am. It was a depressing end of the season.
Oh,
sure.
I know. But, I mean, I'm a Patriots fan, and I was like, how did Baltimore lose that game?
Yeah, it was tough. And it was funny because this was the first year I had two kids, two daughters who were 10 and 8, and this was the first year that they were really kind of aware of the team and how they were doing, and the whole city was very excited. And so we all gathered around the TV to watch that first playoff game, thinking we were going to get another Ravens roll, you know,
yeah.
And it was just a dud, and the kids were so disappointed, and I was just like, welcome to being a sports fan, girls, you know?
Well, if they keep the nucleus of the team together, they should be good for a few years to go.
I think you're right. Yeah, a lot of young stars on the team. Hopefully they'll be around a long time.
Before I let you go, are you working on your next book yet?
Yeah, I'm actually done with a early draft. It's been off to my editor, which is great. I sold Last Couple Standing like nearly 2 years ago, which has given me a lot of time to write the next book. So I'm well on my way.
Again, Last Couple Standing is out on March 17th from the fine folks at Ballantine. It's a great book. It's all about a relationship, a couple, married couple, the possibility of an open relationship, and everything that goes along with it. Like you said, the drama. And there's quite a bit. There really is. appreciate the time today, Matthew, and good luck with everything. And hopefully we'll talk to you again for your next book.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All righty. Bye-bye.